Amen. Hare Krishna. There's a wonderful text in the Garga Sanghita that describes the purpose of Lord Balaram's appearance. Why did he come and what was his particular mission? I will now narrate to you a very interesting story. Please listen carefully, because hearing this will destroy all sins. At the end of Dwarapa Yuga, Mother Earth was overburdened by many millions of demons. So she went to Lord Brahma, assuming the form of a cow. This we have heard millions of times during Janmashtami. There was so much trouble on the earth that, not knowing how to solve the problems, she went to the creator Brahma in the form of a cow. Cows are always cared in a special way. After Lord Brahma had heard how so many millions of demoniac armies were creating an intolerable situation, he took all the demigods, headed by Lord Shiva, and went to the shore of the Viraja River by crossing the coverings of the universe. There was a little passageway in the coverings of the universe. It was the hole which Lord Vamana had kicked in the coverings with the toenail of his left foot. So when they came out of the coverings, they came in a illuminating light which was unbearable, like the light of innumerable suns. They just thought they would lose themselves, being totally blinded and overwhelmed. And just as it was becoming no longer possible for them to tolerate the piercing rays of that light, a thousand-headed face emerged out of the light. They immediately recognized the face of that greatest of personalities, and they offered their obeisances to Lord Sankarshan after seeing his form, which was possessing 1,000 faces. You know, when you see God, he doesn't have only one face. Already a human being has sometimes two faces: the face he shows to the world, and then the face how he really is. Most of us have three faces. God has 1,000 faces. And on the lap of this most amazing form, there was the land of Vrindavan. And in the Vrindavan, they saw a meandering river called Kalindi or Yamuna. They saw the Govardhan Mountain, and they saw various groves, creepers, trees, cows, gopas and gopis. All of them were worshipped by the three worlds. After Lord Brahma saw this unique vision of Goloka Vrindavan, he received an order: go to one of these forest groves. You know, here in this house, the devotees have tried to make some little place which is worshipped by Mother Nature, surrounded on all sides, and which looks a little bit like a grove. In Vrindavan, you have these places which have a veranda and inside a room for intimate meetings between Radha and Krishna. They're like little houses formed by nature. So Brahma heard, go inside one of them, and when he went, he saw Lord Shyama Sundar, the husband of Radha, dressed in yellow garments. He was wearing a garland of forest flowers. He was playing his melodious flute, and he was decorated with the Kostuba jewel. It is said in this jewel all the living entities fit. And there was ornaments. There were ornaments which illuminated all directions. After Lord Brahma looked at the lotus feet of Govinda, he offered his obeisances and described how the earth was troubled by all these demons. And after Shyama Sundar Krishna had heard the request of Brahma to remove the burden of the earth, he actually turned around. And what everyone saw is, they saw again this thousand-faced personality known variously as Sankarshan or Anantashesha. And the Lord gave the following order. Oh, Sankarshan, you should enter the womb of Vasudev's wife, Devaki, and then appear from the womb of Rohini. After this, I will appear as the son of Devaki. This is the amazing story of Lord Balaram's appearance. He was ordered by Krishna to come to this world. Now when the Lord appears, he has various purposes. One was to establish or re-establish Dharma, but another purpose was to connect the living beings with Krishna. Therefore, he came as a certain connecting power. You call that power the Guru power, the Guru Shakti, which works in amazing ways to enlighten the conditioned souls. Yesterday I was at Ratha Yatra seeing this potency. The devotees had done previously kirtan in the Mauer Park. That's a place where all the drug addicts of Berlin will most probably gather together. It is a place like this. So we had done kirtan, and there was a man who was a clear suicidal candidate. You know, he was disoriented, his mind was all over the place. He'd sometimes sat down, he was under a high amount of intoxications, and he took one book of the devotees and he sat next to the kirtan crying and crying and crying. Yesterday I saw this man. He looked very stabilized, very pukka. His eyes were shining with clarity. He had come in contact with the power of Lord Nityananda, the Guru Tattva, which had been there at the Sankirtan, and he had been uplifted. This particular mercy, which gives enlightenment to the conditioned soul, is the Shakti of Lord Balaram, which is coming into this world in various ways and degrees. And anyone who has had even a slight contact with this has changed their lives, and their whole art is now to remain in contact with that strength and not all of a sudden think, oh, I'm the doer, I'm the controller, no, of my life, but to remain empowered by this divine Shakti which comes into the world by Lord Balaram and Nityananda and his many representatives. Sometimes this Shakti will come even through you, through all of us. So I want to just end this little discussion before I will reveal a great surprise which took place at the banks of the Yamuna 5,000 years ago. I will request you all to chant with me this pranam mantra to Lord Balaram. I will read it to you in English. Obeisances to you, O holder of the plow. Obeisances to you, O wielder of the mace. Obeisances to you, O beloved of Revati. Obeisances to you, who are very kind to your devotees. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Balaram, the best of the strong and the support of the earth. Obeisances unto you. Please deliver me, O elder brother of Krishna. Namaste tu halagrama.
Namaste tu halagrama.
Namaste mushala yuda.
Namaste mushala yuda.
Namaste revati kanta.
Namaste revati kanta.
Namaste bhaktavatsala.
Namaste bhaktavatsala.
Namaste balinam shreshta.
Namaste balinam shreshta.
Namaste dharani dara.
Namaste dharani dara.
Pralambare namaste tu.
Pralambare namaste tu.
Trahi mam Krishna purvaja.
Trahi mam Krishna purvaja.
Please, O elder brother of Lord Krishna, best of the strong, deliver me. This is a wonderful set of prayers spoken or coming from the Skanda Purana. I wish all of you a wonderful Balaram Jayanti. It may just take for you something which you may not have done as of yet. A simple turn, a simple turning around to the Lord, where you say, I am not in control. I am resigning myself or surrendering myself to your divine plan. And as soon as you can do this, your heart becomes light as a feather and you are very happy. Hare Krishna. All right. Are you ready for the second part?
Yes.
There is a very nice secret today. It is a Purnima, a full moon. It's Balaram's Purnima. And during this time, you will see in Vrindavan brothers and sisters going to the Jamuna for a simple festival which is called the Bhatri Dvitiya festival, when brothers and sisters show their affection to each other. I thought to tell you about this ceremony because it might help you to be more affectionate amongst to your brothers and sisters in the Krishna consciousness movement or wherever they are, and feel happiness in your heart. So this is the ceremony. The Brajavasis went to the Yamuna and remember the history of this beautiful day. One time, Yamaraj left his abode. Do you know the capital where he lives?
Yamaloka.
Yamaloka or Samyamanipura. It's in the hellish planets where you will often hear the sound of torture. Souls. Ah! So he left it to visit his twin sister, Yamunaji. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know if you know, the sun god has two wives. One is called Chaya, the shadow, and the other is Samgya. And from Samgya, he has two twins, Yamaraj and Yamuna. So when Yamunaji saw Yamaraj, a brother of whom the whole world is afraid, coming, she was very happy and greeted Yamaraj. She placed a dot of sandalwood on his forehead. She offered him to take bath. I don't know why she did this in the beginning. Maybe she did it a second time when he came out of the Yamuna. Then fresh garments, and she cooked a feast. And Yamaraj was so pleased, you know, when he visited his sister and got this treatment and didn't have to deal with all this business of punishing conditioned soul, that he said, "My dear sister, I'm your brother and I'm duty bound to protect you under all circumstances. Today you have given me such a nice reception. What is it that you want from me? What can I do for you?" And Yamuna, or Yami, said, "Please give me the benediction that all those brothers and sisters who do Govardhan Parikrama and afterwards take their bath in my waters will become free from your jurisdiction." Mm-hmm. If you want to become free from Yamaraj's punishing rod, then make Govardhan Parikrama and take bath in Yamuna. Yamaraj thought for a moment, and then he said, "Tatastu, may this be." So therefore, even on this day, if you can make a Govardhan Parikrama and take your bath in the Yamuna, you feel very, very happy. Isn't it everyone who has done Govardhan Parikrama, how light you feel? How you feel like, this is it. Then Yamaraj thought further and said, "My dear sister, you said if brothers and sisters do this program, they will be delivered. But what if someone has no brother or no sister? How can they still get benefit?" And then Yamuna said, "Well, on this special day," meaning this Balaram Pulima, "they can accept someone as brother or sister you know, as a representative, I could, for instance, accept, I have no sister, I could accept Dagmar, she's a cousin of me who lives in central Germany, as my sister. So on this special benefit day, you get the benefit. Now, then Yamuna says, but not everyone can go to Vrindavan and do Govardhan Parikrama and take the bath in the Yamuna. How is there a way that they become free of you, Yamaraj? And Yamaraj said, well, you asked for something. Today is a good day. I'm very pleased with you and your reception. And then Yamuna said, well, if on this day the brothers give their sisters zaris and the sisters give their brothers coconuts, and the sisters host the brothers, then you should not bother these people. So on this day, my dear devotees, devotees of Krishna, remembering this conversation between Yamuna and her brother, do the following. They give something to their brothers. If they are ladies, they give something to the brothers. Or, for instance, Kanupriya, today you could, if your brother is not there, you can give to Gokrishna a good feast, you know, and think, today he's like my brother, you know, and you should give Kanupriya a fresh nuzari or anything, you know, anything of value. Maybe Kanupriya would appreciate something else even more, so that you should give. And the whole idea, the main features of this giving, you know, where people meet each other as brothers and sisters, that's the idea. They give gifts. Mostly it's a lavish feast, it's a big feast of Prasadam, and they bathe in the Yamuna. So I thought, we do something interesting today. I will take you to the banks of the Yamuna with my little orchestra here. No, Gokrishna will play the same melody, Gokrishna. And I will request you, you will see, I will do something with you. And afterwards, I will request you to just close your eyes and give and think of someone whom you consider like a sister, if you are a man, or like a brother, if you are a lady. It should be that brother-sisterly relationship. It wouldn't work, for instance, if a married husband would think of his wife like a sister. That could not work, or vice versa. Married lady thinks of her husband. That will not work, but you can do it in a different way. You understand the idea? Someone whom you think, and usually what they do is the ladies. I mean, this is not from there, from here, but the ladies will also bind a little cord. What is it called again?
Raki.
Siddhartha is a Raki from your sister, isn't it? To give auspiciousness to your life. So the ladies do that, huh, to their brothers. So you have to now. Yes, you please sit first of all. If you have any memory of Vrindavan, Yamuna, I would request you to go to the banks of the Yamuna in your mind as Gaur Krishna boldly plays the melody. And on the Yamuna, you take a quick mental bath in the Yamuna. Wow, I can see all of you bathing. But some of you do not dare to dunk under the water. Just go under the water 3 times, no problem. When you come out, there's fresh cotton dress for each one of you. And now please, each one of you, think of either a sister, a person who has that type of relationship to you, a very innocent, happy relationship, or if you are a lady, think of someone who's like your brother, just very close and near, and then give them a present. Maybe some nice prasadam. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna. I hope it was working for you. I was seeing all of a sudden a picture of many people interacting like this on the banks of the Yamuna, an ideal community of care. No, they were taking care of each other, giving presents, and the brothers gave dresses and ornaments to their sisters, and the sisters had cooked something special and gave it to their brothers, and so on. Wouldn't that be a nice meditation? Maybe it's too personal for some of you. I can well understand, but if you do sometimes get out of your comfort zone, it can very much be helpful to soften your heart and make the relationships more spiritual. So today, Balaram's appearance day, is a wonderful opportunity for all of us.